BBC News with Sue Montgomery. One of Donald Trump's leading supporters, the right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, has been shot dead. He was taking part in an outdoor debate at a university in Utah when he was hit by a single bullet. Video footage showed him slump in his seat on the stage in front of a large crowd at Utah Valley University in Orem. These women were there.
We heard a noise that sounded like a firecracker, and then immediately I saw a bunch of blood flowing out of the left side of what appeared to be his neck.
So a student, it was the second question of the debate. Charlie Kirk answered, the student gave him a rebuttal. And then Charlie Kirk goes to pick up the microphone to answer the second question, and that's when the shots went off.
Charlie Kirk was one of the most influential conservative media personalities in the United States. 13 years ago, aged 18, he co-founded Turning Point USA, a student organization that aims to spread conservative ideals at liberal-leaning colleges. The president has ordered flags to be flown at half-mast until Sunday. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
Charlie Kirk's death was announced on social media by President Trump. He wrote, "No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me." Charlie Kirk was a polarizing figure, a long-time conservative activist and political organizer. He founded Turning Point USA at the age of 18. He was known for engaging his political opponents in discussion with a podcast and social media presence that attracted a huge following.
President Zelensky said Russia was testing the limits of what was possible and how NATO would react after a wave of Russian drones crossed into Polish airspace. The Ukrainian leader called for action to be taken against Moscow. He said there'd been more than enough statements. Ukraine's defence minister, Denis Shmyhal, told the BBC the attack was a watershed moment for NATO.
Today, Russia, first time intentionally, attacked NATO member country, and it was drone decoys, but in any way there was explosive materials. It was drones which just test NATO country on the reactions. They demonstrate that they have no intention to stop this war. They continue their aggressive policy against all of the civilized world.
The Israeli military has launched more airstrikes and Houthi targets in Yemen. The IDF says it struck targets in Sana'a and in Al-Jouf, including military camps, the headquarters of what it called the Houthi Military Propaganda Department, and a fuel storage site. The Houthi Health Ministry says that at least 35 people have been killed. World News from the BBC. A third judge at Brazil's Supreme Court has spent the day giving his verdict at the trial of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro. He's accused of plotting a coup nearly 3 years ago after failing to be re-elected. Judge Luiz Fux broke with the previous two judges who voted to convict Mr. Bolsonaro. He called for the proceedings to be annulled. A senior US official has told the BBC the White House is continuing to work with Britain's ambassador in Washington, Peter Mandelson. The envoy has been engulfed in controversy over his previous friendship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Mandelson says he expects further embarrassing correspondence between him and Epstein to be published.
I just feel two things now. One, I feel a tremendous sense, profound sense of sympathy for those people, those women who suffered as a result of his behaviour and his illegal criminal activities. And secondly, I regret very, very deeply indeed carrying on that association with him for far longer than I should have done.
Nigeria's anti-corruption agency has questioned a former head of the state oil company. Mele Kyari and his entire board were sacked in April by the Nigerian president. The Federal High Court recently froze four bank accounts allegedly linked to Mele Kyari, who's facing accusations of fraud. He's made no comment. British scientists say they've begun to better understand why there are so many varieties of a colourful dancing spider. There are over 100 different species of the peacock spider. Most animals have only 5 or 10 varieties. Researchers say this might be due to a mysterious part of the spider's genetic code. One theory is that this may help it to adapt to changing environmental circumstances and form new species. BBC News.